This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is when to walk away from a deal. But before we get started, hey, I'm just touching base with you guys again and seeing how you're doing. I know so many of us are doing the lockdown thing. I know that there are some states, though, that are opening up this week, and that's encouraging. And I know some are saying, no, it's not encouraging. It's not good. We shouldn't do this. Well, I know there's so many different opinions on so many different sides of everything here. But I think the main thing is that, you know, one, you stay healthy. You still adhere to some of the principles that they have in terms of social distancing and wearing the masks and the other stuff. But I think really some of these small business folks have really, really suffered a lot. And, you know, to be able to give those folks at least an opportunity to be able to bring their businesses back, I think is great if you can do it. In California, you know, we'll probably be under lockdown for the next 2 years. But hey, it's okay. We're getting around. Nonetheless. Anyway, I don't want to talk that much about virus here. I did want to throw out sort of a tip of the week. Sometimes I have had to step in sometimes to help find good tenants for my properties, even though I have property management. There have been times I've just been real disappointed on the quality of the tenants. So I have done what I call stealth tenant marketing. And this is something that really is kind of comprehensive, and it could be a whole show, and it has been a whole show if you want to do a search on our website. Look up stealth tenant marketing and how I've made alliances with people in the community that have good tenant prospects, people that work for their companies, and by offering them a special deal, they put up a little flyer on their employee boards, and actually we've recruited some of our best long-term tenants, one of which is if you have the time or the people that you can dedicate to it, where you can do some more extensive screening. I have mentioned before how Facebook Marketplace has been a really good place to be able to find and screen tenants, because you have the advantage of anybody that is applying or is interested, you can check their profiles, and the little things like if there's a you have a no pet policy, but you see pictures of these people with, they're surrounded by their Rottweilers that they want to try and bring into the apartment or bring into the house that you're renting or whatever property is. Little clues like that can, kind of show things. Also, if you have the opportunity, there's an office, for example, where they can come in and bring their application. A lot of times just, walking them out to the car can tell you a lot too. If you look at the car and it's all filled with, junk and cups and all this stuff, it might be the way that they would probably handle your apartment too. Little tiny clues like that are part of this stealth tenant marketing. Also, doing Google searches, getting their name, make sure you put quotes around their name. That way you get only, if you say like John Doe, you're probably going to get a ton of things on Johns and ton of things on Does. But if you have the quotes around the name, it'll just narrow it down to that specific name. And sometimes you can put in there a city or something that you might know about them that you can dig a little bit deeper on. If you've got an ad address for them. If they're renting a house, you can't always do this with an apartment, but if they're renting a house, you can drive by that house and see what it looks like. If it's got, you know, cars on the lawn and all kinds of, you know, trash around and so forth, you know, that, that can be an indicator too. So those are just a few little tenant screening tips that might be of value. Let's move on to our subject, when to walk away from a deal. Walking away from a seemingly good deal is something many real estate investors find very difficult. When you've found the investment property of your dreams and you're ready to close, letting go can be tough. However, when something goes wrong during the buying process, walking away might be the best decision you will ever make. Moving forward with the real estate deal will only cause you lots of stress and frustration. You may even lose a ton of money in the long run. So how do you know when to walk away from a real estate deal? Well, there's a number of different ways, but I've kind of narrowed down here because of our time frame here to five situations where you should tell a seller goodbye and look for investment property elsewhere. The first one, the home inspection process, okay? The home inspection or the property inspection is critical. And there have been many deals that have died after inspection that I've looked at, where you've found things that just, unless they're going to allow you major reduction on the price to cover the costs of those areas, you know, everything from plumbing, foundation issues, electrical wiring, structure, yeah, those are the things that would be revealed in a thorough inspection. And having a good inspector, make sure it's somebody that's qualified to really dig deep, and they're going under your you know, building, and they're you know, sticking their heads underneath sinks and really doing a thorough job. But, you know, problems like stained wood floors, peeled paint, broken sockets, things like that, you know, aren't as big of an issue, but they can be negotiation you know, means by which you can reduce the price. But if you find some major, you know, CapEx type thing, you know, the deal breakers, you know, things like faulty wiring, which would mean you'd have to rewire the entire place, defective heating, unstable foundation, severe mold issues or high radon levels, things like that are just, those are walk away deals, yeah, for the most part, because they can be so much more extensive. You know, a little bit of mold, you know, here and there, something like that, that's easy to fix. But if you've got it throughout, that can be very costly. Title search. A title search is a process of pursuing past tax records, deeds, and other financial transactions connected to a particular piece of real estate. The main purpose of a title search is to ascertain that the individual selling the property is the actual owner, and that that property doesn't have any kind of encumbrances or liens that would complicate the transfer of the title. You can conduct a title search yourself by checking online records or visiting the county office where the investment property for sale is located. However, it's recommended that you hire a title search company to do the work for you. Consider walking away from the deal when you've done a title search if it reveals issues such as uninformed or unfamiliar heirs. If the original owner of the real estate property has passed on, then you are probably buying from one of the heirs. If any of the other heirs have not been notified of the sale, then you are likely to face legal problems in the future. Another thing, for example, liens on the property. Types of liens include tax liens, mechanics liens, attorney's liens, and judgment liens. If the seller is not ready to pay off the liens before closing, you need to walk away. Disputed boundaries. Even when boundary disputes involve small pieces of land, resolving them can be very time-consuming, frustrating, and expensive if you have to bring an attorney into it. So that's another one I'd walk away with. Unlawful deeds. This is a common problem that emerges during a title search. For example, the deed might have belonged to an undocumented migrant or someone that lied about their marital status. Such deed problems can create issues for you ahead. Another big area, this is an area where you would walk away, would be where a real estate investment analysis reveals low profitability. And this is just, again, you know, knowing how to analyze a property properly. Every investor should learn how to find real estate deals and how to analyze real estate deals effectively. One of the best tools for real estate deal analysis is really, you know, getting a tool that you can use. We have one on our website, and it is called the 3-Minute Property Analyzer, which is just a quick analyzer. You plug in some of the key factors and so forth. There are places, and that helps you to really can just kind of sort through the deals, just the numbers at a glance. Once you dig a little bit deeper, there are some good tools that are available for you. Places like Bigger Pockets has online really great analyzers that'll produce a report for you. Also, I mentioned MashVisor.com. They have also an analyzers on there. You can easily find or add any investment property to one of these platforms and analyze it and learn how to do it there as well. Next, you'll need to analyze the neighborhood where the investment property is for sale, and that's important to look at the highest and lowest listing prices, good cash on cash return. You'll look at occupancy rates. Try to get as good a data on that. Also, crime statistics as well, really key things. Tenants, paired locations, and ensure that your neighborhood has a high rate of return. You can then, look a little bit deeper into optimal rental strategies and what the local rents are. Have rents been going up? Have rents been going down? Is there a strong rental base in the area, or are they mostly homeowners? Mostly homeowners is really actually pretty good if you can rent in a place where it's predominantly homeowners. Another area you want to look at too is the deed restriction is too burdensome. Also known as a restrictive covenant, a deed restriction is a statement that places certain limitations on how a property can be used. Deed restrictions apply to all future buyers of the property. Changing them usually takes a lot of time and effort, and as well as huge legal expenses. Before you make an offer on a home or a property, apartment, or commercial property, be sure to ask for a copy of the deed of restrictions. Go through it slowly and understand what you're dealing with. A deed restriction might forbid such things as increasing the number of bedrooms, changing the color of your rental property, keeping certain breeds of pets, adding structures such as pools, workshops, or garages, removing trees, building fences. If you find a deed restriction too burdensome, walk away from the deal and don't look back, because that can also just open up a whole Pandora's box of issues. Another area, homeowners insurance is too high. When you buy an investment property, you'll be required to pay homeowners insurance to cover the house as well as the people living in it. Some people have this handled by their tenants as well. But before closing on a rental property, shop around and find out what you are likely to be charged for homeowners insurance. The online agent or app will calculate it, quote, based on the following factors: where the investment property is located, when it was built, the square footage, the type of construction, foundation type of air conditioning or heating systems. If the investment property is located in a high-risk area or has features that would be considered liabilities, the insurance is likely to be overpriced. So this could be your cue that this is a bad real estate deal. So those are just five of some that you may have known about or not known about. In summary, the investment property buying process, it's stressful and time-consuming. So you don't want to continue dealing with other problems after closing that real estate deal. Always look for red flags and walk away when you have a sense you are not getting value for your money. Well, that's it for today. Please note, everything I talked about today will be in our show notes at the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And look for the episode entitled When to Walk Away from a Deal. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.